So now we get to this 19 fiasco that was rolled out to the planet Earth. This is unanimous insanity, as we call it. These findings have led to a hypothesis, a very strong idea that I concur with, by the way. I've been thinking about this the last few days, and I read 5 studies that actually supported my belief in this hypothesis, that the main cause of death from the 19 is ARDS, capital ARDS, with cytokine storms, notably intravascular inside the vein. Coagulation is one of the causes of multi-organ injury, which is mainly mediated by inflammatory cytokines. So let's make this English for the rest of you that aren't eggheads like me out there. So what we're actually saying is inside of the vein, coagulation happens. It starts to get thickened. And it causes multi-organ injury because you need blood flow going to those organs. If you don't have blood flow and oxygen and nutrients going to those organs and hydration going to those organs, the organ starts to falter, which is mainly mediated by inflammatory cytokines. Now, what happens if the cytokines are 100 times, 500 times, 1,000 times, 2,000 times more than what they should be doing? Not only is the injured organ injured to begin with, because it's not getting enough blood flow, but now it's being attacked by its very immune function cytokines. Wow. And guess what? They should be researching this. Because it's not only for that, it's for everything else. And I can tell you, if you start to look at cytokines, it's not only cytokines that do this, the other parts of the immune system. We're focusing in on one thing. Now, cytokines. Now, look at this chart. If you don't get it after what I've said, this one chart alone, clip this on your screen, make a copy of it, put it in front of you, and study this, study it. This is from John Hopkins University, and the World Health Organization published it out. And this is reported shares versus estimated shares impose common patterns of infection and fatality, death, on respective age distribution. All big words. Who croaked from the 19 virus and who didn't croak? So look to the right part of your screen, or possibly left if you're standing on your head. 86% of the people that literally died from this 19 virus were in the highest income countries on Earth. Let's give ourselves a hand for being so rich, so smart, so scientifically endowed, and so ignorant. Look at the opposite side of the screen. The lowest income countries have less than 4% of the public that actually died from the 19 virus. Now, here's a secondary question that you know what I'm going to ask if you've been following me today. Who lives closest to the Earth? Who lives least close to the Earth? A recent study that was published states that individuals who had high levels of vitamin D, as an example, and other essential nutrients did not display any symptoms at all. There wasn't one case out of 100% of the people they looked at had high amounts of nutrition, not normal amounts. Let me emphasize, higher than normal amounts, because we have, the standards are too low in most cases, so that you understand this. As Dr. Cousins just mentioned, everyone should be taking vitamin C, even if you don't have a deficiency in vitamin C. Why not take more? I get up every day, take 37 food-based living organic supplements. Why? I don't have any deficiencies. But guess what? Why not have more? They had no symptoms. Just by good chance, they were tested in laboratories that were legitimate. Now, that's a whole other question I'm not going to get into today. Not too many of those, not too many tests that are really good. The guy who invented the test, by the way, before his death 2 years ago, said, this does not work for the 19 virus, only works specifically for one type. But people that were tested had higher than normal amounts of nutrition, most important vitamin D and others. They had no symptoms of this. So what does that mean for those of you who you don't want to get sick? Well, listen closely, and it better be what I just mentioned, food-based organic, living food-based organic supplements, not the 91%, as I report in my book, Supplements Exposed, that are made in laboratories. On the side of the bottle, they put a lie and tell you that they're a vitamin A, B, C, and D. They're not. They're petrochemicals, coal tar, turpentine, and other very inexpensive things that they make garbage out of. Now, in your body and brain, so I've worked with lots of people now that were afflicted by this 19 virus, and 100% of them said, my brain, my mind, my memory has never been the same. Now, let's go back and review the cytokine storm. The presence of cytokine storm that determined the severity and mortality of patients with 19 appears to escalate psychiatric manifestations. This also seems to exert deleterious effects on multiple organ systems and lead to long-lasting changes in brain and behavior. Every one of these people we help to correct. We put them in our hyperbaric chambers here. We actually have them inhale through their lungs, glutathione, and we use targeted nutrients depending upon what we find from elaborate scans. From that, we can bring these people back. But sadly, most people out there who are suffering and enduring this and have never quite been the person they were before don't know it was a cytokine storm that created this problem for them. And you can bring back the brain, but you've got to open up the pathways, you've got to nourish it, you've got to hydrate it, you've got to put oxygen in there, and then the potentiality occurs.